This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. Governor Jared Polis has signed into law a ban on occupancy limits. Some cities in Colorado put limits on how many roommates can share one home. Now, Colorado's local governments can no longer prohibit a certain number of unrelated people from living together. Instead, they'll have to justify a restriction, such as health or fire safety, before they can enact a roommate limit. Douglas County's Board of Commissioners formally unveiled litigation targeting the state's immigration laws today. State law prohibits local law enforcement officials from arresting an individual based on their immigration status and prevents them from sharing immigration status with federal officials. Here's DUGCO Commissioner George Teal, who says those laws violate the state constitution.
We see it as the duty of the county to push back against these state laws that prohibit us from working with federal authorities to keep Douglas County and our communities safe.
Teal said today more counties have inquired about joining the lawsuit, but only El Paso County has taken formal action to become plaintiffs. The owners of the shuttered Return to Nature Funeral Home in Southern Colorado now face federal fraud charges. John and Carrie Halford were indicted by a federal grand jury last week and were arrested in El Paso County Sunday on the new charges. The couple is charged with taking thousands in customer money for burials and cremations but not performing the promised services. They had been free on bond while awaiting trial and hundreds of counts in state court. The building where they stored bodies is scheduled for demolition beginning tomorrow. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.